My house was nothing but bones, a rigid lumber frame of two stories and an attic, the windows defined by perfect squares and the doorways tall rectangles. Sky, and only sky, between every line, like the drawing of a small and painstaking child. I was balanced at the peak. The carpenters and I had completed the trusses earlier in the day, and I wanted to check the joists against the house plan before the sun finished its dive below the horizon. The house was set on a rise at the top of the block. It was the tallest thing for a quarter mile, if you ignored the evergreen trees. So when the black Nissan Altima paused in its slow drift in front of the property, I was looking almost straight down on the car from 60 feet off street level. The Nissan pulled into the curb, and the driver stepped out. He looked up the stone steps that followed the rise, up the framework of the house, up to me. He raised a hand in tentative greeting.
"This the Shaw place?" he called.
"More or less," I said. The man was a little older and a lot smaller than the national average. He wore a black watch cap and a jean jacket still stiff from the factory, and gray Carhartt dungarees over bright white sneakers. His smile flashed a full allotment of teeth. A white barcode sticker was visible through the Nissan's spotless windshield.
"You're looking for Dono," I said.
"Yeah.
Come on up."
The small man walked quickly around the car to the stone steps. I unclipped the safety tether and clambered down to hang by my fingers and dropped with a boom onto the plywood sheeting that formed the rudiments of a second floor. The whole structure smelled of cut pine and sap, pleasantly heavy in the July heat. I hadn't built subflooring on the first story yet. When I climbed down, I was standing on a bare concrete foundation. My visitor came to the top of the stone steps and halted. He had nowhere to go. The steps used to meet the porch of the old house, and would again someday, but for now they ended in midair, like one side of a small Aztec pyramid. We looked across the 6-foot gap at each other.
"Dono died," I said, "early last year."
His broad smile vanished in a wink.
"Christ.
You knew him?"
"I did."
His gaze shifted quickly past the scars on my face, everybody's first stop, to my black hair and black eyes, which were a match for Dono's.
"I know you, too, though we ain't met. Dono's grandson, yeah? I'm Mickey O'Hassan. Maybe he mentioned me?"
"Sorry, I don't recall."
"A long time back."
Up close, O'Hassan's blue eyes were lively and clear, belying about 6 decades of hard living on his face. He stood barely over 5 feet tall, and the cap and sneakers made up a full inch of that. The good-humored smile crept softly back onto his wide, freckled face, like beaming was his natural expression. He inspected the edges of the steps, where scorch marks stood out fresh and bold against the pitted stone.
"What happened here?" he said.
"This year hasn't been much better."
"And so you're rebuilding?"
"Good.
It was a real nice place."
"Nice might have been pushing it, but it had been home once."
"When did you last see Dono?"
13, 14 years.
"You just get out?" I said.
O'Hassan stared at me. Then the intricate lines around his eyes crackled in squinty amusement.
"How'd you figure?"
"Your jacket's brand new. Pants and shoes, too. The car's a rental and it's fresh washed. Straight from the airport, maybe?"
"Near enough."
He shook his head.
"I remember Dono saying you were a real terror. He meant it good."
I hadn't needed the clothes or the car to make O'Hassan as one of Dono's crowd. My grandfather had been a thief, a robber, and in his younger days the kind of terror that nobody would call good. If this little guy was an acquaintance, then he had probably been an accomplice, too.
"You come to Seattle just to find Dono?" I said.
Not just that, but he was high on my list."
He glanced around at the empty yard.
"No roof material yet? I guess you have to get the drying in done pretty quick."
"You know construction."
"I know it rains a lot in Seattle. You can't leave framing out in the weather like this forever."
"I'm gambling on a dry summer."
"While you come up with the dough?"
Those bright blueberry eyes narrowed in calculation before he shrugged and nodded at the lapsing sun.